This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And now a report on the business of lesbian bars. They're a place to grab a drink or meet a friend, but they're more than that. Some lesbian bars are a kind of community center, venues for public events or political organizing. But as Dina Pritchip reports, some of these businesses are disappearing.
There's no sign outside of Portland, Oregon's temporary lesbian bar. But thanks to Facebook, people know where to go, and the place is full.
The music's not too loud, but it's just loud enough to dance if people want to. This is fun. It's romantic.
Katie Davidson organizes the evening, which brings in anywhere from 60 to 150 people. As the name suggests, it's temporary, just a monthly pop-up. But the event's been going strong, probably because Portland's only brick-and-mortar lesbian bar closed a few years back. And Portland's not the only place.
West Hollywood does not have a lesbian bar anymore. Philadelphia doesn't have one. Houston doesn't have one. And I could go on and on.
Alexis Clements is a playwright. When she was trying to pull together a tour for a recent woman-centered theater piece, she noticed the list of lesbian venues was shrinking.
That ranges from feminist bookstores to bars to arts organizations. All of these spaces are kind of going through a variety of different struggles that in some way are similar.
Clement says these struggles may actually reflect positive changes. People don't need a lesbian bar as a refuge because the culture at large is more accepting. And you can meet people online. In Portland, some people, like Karen Brooks, are pretty happy to move into the brave new world of pop-ups and Facebook groups.
I think it's actually more vibrant now than it was when there was a lesbian bar. It's just nimble and is able to respond to geography and demographics, and there's no going back.
But others, like Sarah Renberg, feel that something is lost.
And while I really love this event, it's also so much harder if this one happens on the third Thursday and this one happens on the second Tuesday. It's really difficult to piece that all together in order to find love and community.
In Portland, I'm Dina Pritchip for Marketplace.